One of the hottest markets for live music equipment in California isn't trendy nightclubs or large outdoor amphitheaters or popular indoor arenas. In fact, it's about as far from all that as you can get, in church. Reporter Susan Vallett stopped by last weekend's NAMM show, the giant music merchant convention in Anaheim, and files this story.
About 1,000 people pack a darkened hotel ballroom. A Christian rock band jams in front of video screens on a brightly lit stage. Some people stand up and raise their hands, swaying with the music. This is House of Worship Night at the NAMM show, co-hosted by Christian Musician magazine publisher Bruce Adolf.
In any city today that you go to, there's now more bands playing live music on Saturday night and Sunday mornings in churches than there are in any clubs. The DJs have hit the sector and taken away some live music. Karaoke's hurt live music. But a lot of the guys are actually returning to church and playing music.
That's why pastors and worship leaders started to come to the convention that's more known for its rock star sightings. Holland Davis is one of those pastors from a small Calvary church in Orange County. He says churches are now the largest purchasing market of audiovisual equipment in the U.S.
There's over 300,000 churches in America alone, and so just the sheer volume of churches, and they all use audio equipment, microphones, instruments, lighting, and we're in a time where the number of churches that are being started from scratch is phenomenal.
Technology's gotten better. Some church musicians even use iPhones to control audio equipment. And the cost of the technology is more in tune with a house of worship's pocketbook. Davis says as technology's advanced, so have churches.
It used to be that every church you went to had a live pastor. But for instance, in Southern California, we have, you know, Saddleback Church, which has, I think, 18 campuses with one pastor that's live, and all the rest have video campuses. But they all have live musicians.
Yamaha's Mike Overlin, who deals with the company's House of Worship market, says it's not so much the technology changing church music, but more that the music is moving along with the times, transitioning to more of a rock feel with drums and electric guitars.
It's not that any one style is better than another, but the way I've always kind of explained it is if you're in Germany, you don't preach in French, so you kind of use the language that people will understand.
David Gudekunst of WorshipTogether.com, a company that distributes new music to churches, says houses of worship aren't just getting in on new audio systems because they sound cool.
It's really easy to look from the outside and just go, oh, these churches are spending a bunch of money on things. And I just think it's important that people know that the churches are, you know, they're trying to support the greater message and get the gospel out there and present it well.
Part of that is getting music leaders and volunteers to understand the ever-changing technology.
You know, something you might want to do in that case, especially pastors, I'm a big fan of this. I had Warren Mike, you know, especially.
A few dozen people sit in on a session at the NAMM show about how to set up microphones in church. Among them, Fred Susoff, who's in charge of audio at a church east of Los Angeles. He sees the modern music at his church as an evangelism tool.
You have to use the entertainment aspect to bring people who don't go to church to get them, in, you know, coming to church. And once you're there, you know, God does the rest.
Why don't you swing down Chariot Stoppin', let me ride. Swing down Chariot Stoppin', let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy.
Christian Musician magazine founder Bruce Adolf points out that in today's high-tech world, people expect high-quality music, whether it's in the movies, on TV, or in church. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Anaheim.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Rob Spate. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. The associate senior producer is Victoria Maleone. The producer is Polly Stryker. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend, and go 49ers! This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.